You look so stinking organized, it's just disgusting to me.
Her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. Good. I'll take mine.
Oh, yeah.
I just want the board members to look at those e-file bank statements and initial them, because we've supposed to have been doing that forever, and we haven't. So the last few meetings we've started doing that.
Here is the up-to-date one.
Oh, okay.
In case you didn't get the right one email.
I printed that out, but I didn't.
I got it. I printed it off.
I printed it off, too.
I apologize for that.
That's okay.
Michelle, do you need one? And there was a change. The more up-to-date, I think I sent.
Yep. I better take my tree.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. Are you ready, Teresa?
I'm ready.
Okay. So we're going to go ahead and start the October 10th regular meeting for the Johnson County Rural Healthcare District. The first thing on the agenda is to approve the agenda. So I have one that we need to look at. So on number six under old business, our attorney recommended that we address that in an executive session due to potential litigation. And I guess we need to add just the board requested that the chairman visit with Buffalo Bulletin about their article or editorial. So we need to discuss that, add that to the agenda.
What was that?
When you asked me to invite the Buffalo Bulletin to our next meeting to explain their editorial.
Well, I've talked to them. I just wanted to put that on there. I've talked to Rob. Unless you have something to report on.
I've got a little something to report, but.
Well, that's fine then. I'm fine. That's
okay.
Cool.
All right. Anybody else? And the other one was, I thought we maybe needed to add the contract with Sheridan Memorial. I don't know, where's that at?
Well, it's in the works, but I didn't think.
So there's nothing to review at this meeting?
No.
Okay, so I guess we can leave that off. Okay. Anything else that anybody has?
I move that the agenda be approved as written, with the change about the executive session.
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Agenda's approved. We will review the vouchers.
Goody.
Okay. So these would be the checks that I had put together for Casey.
Are we supposed to look at these initials?
Yeah, just at least initial and kind of do a quick preview. It's according to the special district handbook, you're supposed to be seeing these.
Oh, okay. You guys been out giving speeches or anything?
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
Going door to door?
I talked to Rome.
But
it was the source.
We didn't have
I was down
at
walking the
street. Rome, when you saw it?
I was down at Deadwood a day this last weekend. Yeah. I was thinking I might run into Rome and Leanna, you know.
He's, I don't know what's going on. She's been coming up here for physical therapy, so I don't know what's going on.
Leanna or what?
Leanna.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. So anyhow, here's Casey's. And she has in here the September ones for her and Crosby's didn't get signed last month, but there's October ones in here too. And that's an additional for the tax. So you want to start with those?
You bet.
And these are more the Buffalo area ones.
Okay.
I think we're starting over.
Thank you, Teresa.
Oh.
I'm going to get them from both sides here.
Did they get paid last?
No, they got paid. They just weren't initialed.
Oh, just no initials.
And these are just receipts to be attached.
Yeah, they can stay in that folder if you want.
Okay.
just file them with the voucher, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
I need to go get that.
Let's go, before we get too involved, we initial those bank statements. There's two accounts there, one's our money market, and one's our main bank.
Do we have to each one of these?
Just the front sheet for each account.
Do you want me to please mail these to you?
If you'll just give me those, and I'll have Jim.
Do you want these now, Marilyn? Do you want me to pull them past them? Jim, could you look at those and initial those?
Robbie Wright is up.
Yeah.
No, he's here.
And then there's another one.
The council agree?
Yes, the money market.
And is he here too?
Okay.
I just had to see those names.
There's the two accounts here, thank you, Jeff, for your. Teresa, the Buffalo EMS adjustment, they collected, oh yeah, that'd be right, about 15%, yeah. Can you get that just one, Teresa?
Yes. They need your signature on this, or did you already sign them?
I missed it here.
Oh, you're on it there, okay, perfect.
Sure. So those guys just recently, EMT?
Rob is an EMT and Travis is just a driver.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Makes sense.
I'm just always amazed how you find people.
On the street mostly.
Are you guys doing pass the monkey too?
I'm just, I'll take.
Alright. I just don't want you to get it mixed up.
I know, 'cause I could, for sure.
But I'm probably mailing these anyhow, right?
You what?
I'm gonna mail all these out anyhow. So I guess it wouldn't matter if it was separate, or all.
Oh, I see you're separate, yeah.
For what?
The bills, your case bills.
But it gets everybody.
Yes.
Couldn't see that said anything on the.
The ones that go back.
The paychecks, do you take the paychecks?
Yeah, it's the boxes.
Okay.
The one to Ed's Body Shop, $2,300, was that the deer strike?
Did you happen to bring a backup for your payroll yet? Okay.
I answered the box, and there's like $2,941.
Oh, okay.
This morning, and then I sent the workers home to you, but I bet you.
So all these.
I haven't been home to look.
Payroll, time cards are. Teresa has them.
No, not today, I'm not able to do stuff on Monday.
I mean, we have all this information in the packet, so signing should not be a big deal.
And it was forwarded.
Unless, I did have a question with that Travis Langer and another guy.
Yeah, they've got a couple of new dudes down there helping them out.
The window replacement, and the insurance paid for it, but we have to pay Ed.
Okay. Okay.
You're out of credit.
Thank you, Dave.
It's just Rocky Mountain Power district wide.
Should be right.
Okay, why are we getting a Rocky Mountain Power district wide? 'Cause we paid that last month, I think.
So I sent off.
Typically we do, so if you wanna.
Can I sign that?
I sent it.
Does the board have to sign that for you?
It's for the electricity for the
Tower?
Tower, yeah, the check will have to be written for the one. And I don't know.
Yeah, remember it.
Can you walk?
Since you're
And it is in the board's name.
Yeah, it's $31, I mean.
But you don't have to work.
You gotta have radio coverage.
I started out with 10, lost it, that's still there.
And then did you do the $20 check for the
Yes.
License, okay.
So are these ready to go ahead?
No, those are ones I've already signed, they need to go. Whoever's doing KC, they need. Okay, thank you.
Does insurance not cover this stuff? Or is this after insurance?
Well, that, we gotta talk about the coverage on the ambulances and stuff.
That one for bulk beds, that's a window replacement, and it's been reimbursed by insurance.
Oh, it is? Okay.
I thought we did one of those last month, too.
I wrote on the bottom of the yellow tag, right there, I put window replacement on there, so.
Okay, but it is being reimbursed by.
It's a $20.
Yeah, that's what Dave said.
Glucometer for district-wide.
That was a different amount. Yes.
This is a dip, that last time was, why are we doing two, though, for, in a month? For glucometer.
We only, I think, received one, so.
Buffalo prescription shop.
It was a different amount, the other one.
Two different amounts.
I wonder if one was with tax and one wasn't. Now, we pay for the test strips, and so.
There's a receipt on there.
Contour Next Easy Meter.
Yeah, so that's an actual glucometer, that's the.
Power Energy, it's $370, but we were ordering.
So.
Thanks for that.
So that's, you're considering that a district-wide expense?
A glucometer?
Yeah.
If you want it, that's, because it's not a disposable equipment or supplies.
Hey, Scott, you're going, you didn't sign.
Okay.
The glucometer, I would consider.
What's that do?
Did you sign the check?
Tests your blood sugar.
Blood sugar?
Yeah.
Here's Buffalo, for district-wide.
So this is only paying like three of theirs? I don't understand. Retirement, retirement.
Carrie pays the others from Buffalo EMS.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know, so.
You just pay KC's EMS.
You pay, so what should happen, so Carrie, you shouldn't have to do that anymore, right? I mean.
It's on the same invoice, it's invoiced together. So she receives the invoice and then she receives.
For Buffalo EMS's EMTs, and then you just break it out?
Yeah, and I agree, I think the board should pay for EMT's Wyoming retirement, it's $18.75 a month, but that was not what was agreed upon many years ago, when we did the contract split.
Does this go with the same thing?
No, no, I just wanted to look at, we talked about that the other day, it's just.
Right.
I didn't know what it was, though.
Right.
Which one are you looking at?
You should show it to her. I just didn't know how much that was amounting to.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I do now.
Yeah, Carrie keeps, we probably need to have a, under maybe treasurer's report or something, kind of a explanation of how the process is working, how Buffalo EMS and Sheridan Memorial is getting billed and what's coming in and how that process works.
Okay.
Just.
More of a.
Just so everybody understands, mostly me, how that's working. Because we have, these are the runs that, July and August.
Right, that's I think the invoices are listed there, and then it had a credit.
Yeah, $3,000 credit.
And so you're paying Buffalo EMS 15% after that credit.
After the credit.
Is taken off.
And the credit is what?
The credit is the portion that the Medicare has paid, I believe.
Yes, Medicare or any private insurance, so that's why.
They're the oxygen supplier.
That out-of-county refusal of payment, that has to do with that, same thing as well. Is the, our billing company bills out first, and then whether it's Medicare or Blue Cross, and if they don't pay. Sheridan picks up the amount.
All those are signed and.
So the amount that Sheridan Memorial Hospital is paying is averaging about. I mean, it's like a $6,000 bill.
Yeah.
October, and it's still here.
So $6,800, they said, is the typical bill that they get from the rural healthcare district.
Because I found some that are already signed.
Did you get it?
And then they pay rural healthcare district that, and then when it's all said and done, if there's a credit. Well, I kind of lost control of my meeting here, I can't hear you, so.
Because there's checks already in the.
I have a 35 minute.
They won't give me any of that.
I don't know how I got it then.
They won't give me 35s anymore.
There's auto.
Probably 20, 25 years since they've been giving me a full day.
So many people are coming across from over where the Grizzlies are, not in armor, just because they're mess with Grizzlies.
But they have to hunt general, 36 is.
Okay. Thank you.
If you got a hundred general areas, so 36 or 37.
In the hospital, because I don't want.
That's true, same, but you're in 35, you got.
I'm a power.
Yeah, if you don't like the oak here, you go over there.
Sometimes it.
Do we need to use the sign?
Yes, I was gonna ask, Crosby used the signs, the vouchers, the case.
I think you've seen all these.
It's just.
Maryland, what was determined, because I went ahead and printed most of the checks and put together the vouchers for Casey, and you were gonna have Crosby sign off.
Yep, Crosby is gonna.
On those? So does Michelle need to sign for Crosby on all those?
She has the ability to do that.
And this.
And I have all documentation.
This needs signed, I think, from Maryland. Has the amendments.
Yeah, I know you would.
These babies up there are all signed off.
There's 2 months on these guys, isn't it?
Yep.
My part, and Teresa has all the quick.
And there's one.
And she gets.
Did you just got it in, got it lined out on all your stuff?
It's all working.
Yeah, it's.
Yeah.
It's working, I just didn't know how.
So Maryland, these all need signed by you, the Buffalo ones, for the claimant?
These are district-wide bills.
These are cases, right? I'm so confused of what I got going on here.
Oh, and these are two.
Oh, no, I'll meet you halfway.
All right, okay, that sounds good.
Don't want you overdo it twice.
And these are all Buffalo.
I think you signed your name and then.
I don't think I did.
I don't think they were. They were already in one.
I'll eventually get used to this, Teresa.
Could have been.
As long as, until I'm not chairman anymore, and somebody else can do that.
For Casey's or whatever.
Teresa, do you want Casey's in the district? The district-wide's in the KC? No, you don't want them in.
KC should be in its own folder, because I'm gonna have Michelle sign off as the claimant for them.
Got it, but I don't want to follow them now.
I'll let that check.
Stirred up here.
Now, wait a minute.
Yeah.
This might be. Is this KC's?
Don't ask me, I come back for some that I'd already signed once or more. These are KC's, what are you doing in KC's?
Go around the table twice, some of them.
This has to be KC's, because town of KC, Norco.
Yeah, those are KC bills.
And I'm, Heidi Reed, that's KC. These, I think, are all Range.
You should be all KC.
Yes, these are KC's.
So Teresa, those babies are all.
All good, all right.
Yeah, these are all.
Thank you.
Phew, I thought I got them mixed up.
The
That would prolong the meeting.
So I went back and took a pair of my old frames and had them just put the reading lens in the hand.
Do that.
I didn't hear it, so.
Getting vouchers all mixed up.
You ordered another pair of the crash and didn't.
Wait a minute, I got a word in my safety glasses. I made a splash up somewhere and I thought, I gotta go back and I wonder, I gotta get these back.
Oh, sure.
Or Sammy.
You know, I.
That's true.
I took every door, I started my house, I examined the pickup in the front of the class, I left, they were, I started every door in the house. Truck was.
He's in the case.
I haven't found glasses yet. I cleaned the door. She stuffed stores full till they could clear the top. I had not, the only thing I've got to grab the years is she left them on the table.
Almost there.
You're all right.
I've seen this before. I don't know if these are muffled or.
I think I have, yes. Yeah.
Somebody get. You got four of a kind. This guy reminds me of my other one.
This is district wide.
We had to put some spoons out here.
So this is.
Might make it more, a little more fun on that too.
That's a job.
A little less stress.
First person that gets done grabs this spoon. Do you play spoons?
It's been a long time.
Yeah, this guy reminds me of a little bit.
I don't know whether to admit to it or not.
Okay. I believe we have all the vouchers initialed and I need a motion to approve the vouchers.
I so move.
Okay, and.
Second.
Okay, and is there any discussion, like, under the Ed's Body Shop one or is it everybody? Okay,
Dave,
on that.
Dave explained that. He said it was a window and it will be reimbursed, right, by insurance for it.
Okay. Any other? Okay, hearing none. All those in favor of approving the vouchers, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, vouchers are approved. Okay, approval of the minutes.
Well, Madam Chairman, I move that we approve the minutes.
I have.
Yeah, okay.
You can approve it. You can make a motion to approve.
Don't wait till March.
Under Treasurer's report, I just got a clarification. It's on the second page and it says, Carrie stated that overall from beginning to due to current date, $333,000 has been generated. Does that mean it's been billed or received?
Billed.
Can we change that from generated to billed for out-of-state transfers?
I think it's the same thing.
Yeah.
No, generated indicates it's been collected too. I mean, could interpret it to mean collected. I would agree with him that it probably needs to be invoiced.
Or you can use that
either
word.
Billed or invoiced.
Either way.
It's the board's.
I wasn't the meeting, so I don't know.
With the same motion, I don't mind changing it. I mean, what the heck?
Change it from generated to billed.
Billed or whatever. Whatever Mark wants.
Okay.
Yep. I so move.
Second.
Okay, so there's a motion to approve the minutes as corrected. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
Abstain.
Okay.
I worked there.
Okay. Treasurer's report.
Everybody's got the cash flow statement for the month of September. I think it speaks for itself as we're one quarter of the way through the year. And happily, the revenues are not lagging. They're actually ahead of the pace right now, thanks to the extra income from the out-of-county transfers. Anybody have any other questions about any of the charges?
I have one for Teresa, probably. So our income from the county, from the mill levy and such, that's coming in once a month now.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
So I think that's pretty helpful.
Yes.
For us to be able to do that. I noticed there was some deposits, and I assumed that was our county.
Yeah, that would be under the the taxes,
mm-hmm.
and the vehicle motor fees.
Yep. So that's good. Okay. Any other, how about Casey?
Casey, again, everybody has a copy of it. I did not see anything that was unusual in there. The little things like legal, some of the real minor ones like legal and accounting, the percentages are off, but they don't, you know, just kind of when those things happen. Everything else is, vehicle repair and maintenance is ahead, but I don't know. Michelle, is there, was there a major bill on part of ambulances or something? There's a, we budgeted 6,000, we're already at almost 3.
For ambulance maintenance?
Yeah, the vehicle repair and maintenance. Is there, I wonder if we under budgeted that, is guess what my question is.
I know that there was some repairs that had
been
done.
I was thinking we had a bill come through.
192.
I think lines off the turbo.
That's what I thought, like the turbo, yeah.
Yeah, it came through.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully it'll fall back in the line.
Yeah.
Anybody have any more questions about KC? Their total expenses are below the 25% so far, so far so good.
Any other questions for the treasurer? If not,
I think everybody got the bank reconciliations from Cloud Peak, looked at those. Only I know, Sarah, that of course it reflected the
proof of cash.
Yeah,
worksheet.
Proof of cash there. If you look at it, if you're reading it, it does show the what happened to us last year on our main account going down quite a little because we ran red ink pretty heavily.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
Okay. I emailed it to all the board members.
Yeah.
So. Okay.
A little confusing because it's for each account, each CD. And.
All right. If there isn't any other questions for the treasurer, all those in favor of the treasurer's report, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
Was there an actual motion?
I thought we did.
The first?
I thought Scott did.
I'll accept the treasurer's report.
Okay.
First?
I didn't.
The second?
Glad you got that.
I did say something.
Well, I probably ought to let somebody second it.
I'll second it.
The last one, you said hold on.
Probably you'd be better.
Thank you for catching.
All right.
Good job.
Okay, Buffalo Director's report.
September was the pretty busy month for us. We had 88 calls total. 18 regular transfers, 3 nurse transfers, and 14 out of county transfers. A total of 37 transfers. And we did 48 in town and 40 out of town. 66 were residents, 22 non-resident, and 1 canceled, 1 assisted, 7 refusals, 15 standbys, 1 DOA, 2 trauma team activations. 30 of them were Medicare pay, 1 was Medicaid, 7 were insurance, 19 self-pay, and 1 title. So, busy transfer month, for sure. And the regular transfers, one went to Casper, 6 went to, 1 went to Billings, sorry. 6 went to Casper, 1 was to Gillette, 4 to Sheridan, and 6 to the airport. Our out-of-county transfers, 12 of them went to Casper, 1 to Gillette, 1 to Billings. And a report on MS-93 is it's supposed to be done tomorrow. That transfer case blew up on it. I think we talked about that maybe last time. No, that was before.
We got an email.
Carrie emailed.
On a transfer to Billings, and transfer case went kapoo. And they had to order and reorder some parts, but it should be back amongst us tomorrow. It's been a very worrisome time not having the fourth ambulance in the hole, because we had 3 out a few times this month. That's it.
I have a question, Dave. So on the standby, are you, is Buffalo EMS charging the $75 rate now, or are they waiting until January, like Casey?
Carrie, what are we, are we?
We're not charging now because these are all school district standbys for the most part. There might have been a rodeo, but we're going to give people advance notice. So January is our target as well.
Okay. Any other questions for Buffalo EMS?
Anything on what caused the transfer case?
Just assumptions, you know, maybe it was driven in four-wheel drive. Gary didn't know.
Okay. Thank you.
The 12 transfers to Casper, were those all the WBI?
Most of them. Mm-hmm.
There were a few to a rehab center, rehab meaning physical therapy.
Yeah, Elkhorn or whatever.
Yeah. Are there times when you have every darn ambulance out? I mean, that's a big month. But are there times like...
Sorry?
Are there ever times when you have every ambulance out?
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm digging out a trauma kit and putting a cot in the back of my van, you know. And it probably looked better than putting it in the hearse.
Can you use the other ambulance that you own?
You know, it's not stocked up. So the answer to that would be no. I'd rather do it in a van than an unstocked ambulance.
Well, that would make good sense, Dave. I'm glad you think that.
Yeah, we're getting it filled up now, though. We're getting it stocked.
Okay. Any other questions for Buffalo EMS? All right, moving on. Casey, Michelle.
We had 15 total calls, 7 trauma, 4 medical, 3 standby, 1 transfer, 4 refusals, 3 went with LifeLight. Our October training, we had an MCI triage and transport went well. I think it's good to practice those kinds of things because they do happen, unfortunately. And unfortunately, in KC, we don't have a lot of people to triage and do those things with because we just don't have fire and police and all that stuff show up. It's just us. So, and we did receive our DEA license, and we have got our safes and stuff installed in both ambulances. And then we have our tracking system that will be implemented that goes to Dr. Goddard and stuff with Cosby's and my both. We'll have our unique codes to get into everything and tracking and all that for medications.
And I noticed when I was down there for the triage exercise that you also have a safe, but we don't need to talk about that. There's a safe for supplies. That you have?
Yeah, that's the code that is unique whenever it registers and goes into like a computer tracking system.
All right. Any other questions for Casey?
Michelle, is there some way you could put the mileage on the mileage, just give us total miles, give us what was used that month? You know,
so what do you want to know?
Well, I like having the total miles, but then also know how many miles the units drove each month for the month. In other words, if you have a unit that did several thousand miles, we'd probably want to know why. Like if you did a major transfer that we weren't aware of or something.
Oh, we did do one transfer from Casper to Sheridan.
Okay. Well, okay.
And back.
It'd be easy to compute. I just subtract this month from
If I want to have this one, I can do it, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to have her do it for me.
I know. That's why I'm saying it would be easy.
Yeah.
Your transfer, was that the one for Elkhorn as well?
No, it was for Casper Mountain Rehab to the nursing home there in Sheridan. Medicare.
Okay.
Transfer.
Okay, anything else for KC Ambulance? All right, moving into old business. standby policy. I think the reason we had that back on the agenda is we just needed to prove the verbiage that was supposed to be like per season rather than per event. Everybody recall that?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, somebody want to make a motion to approve that?
Do we have it?
The standby policy?
But I mean, it's been all written up with the...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. It just needs to have that pre-season, I think, per season.
Per season.
Yeah, I think you were going to ask Mr. Crago for his opinion on the verbiage, but as long as everyone understands, I guess, what per season means.
Yeah. So, can I have a motion to approve that language change in the policy?
Yep. I make a motion we adopt the standby policy.
Second.
All those in favor say aye. That's aye. With aye. The aye. Correct.
With the change, yep, aye.
Okay. All right. Now, before I forget, this is kind of under old business. It's not on the agenda, but I don't know that it was. At our last meeting, the Buffalo EMS brought up the request to purchase a laptop for them to use it to train EMTs in their classes and keep that sort of thing going for their training purposes. So it was brought up that maybe we should try to look for a grant. Carrie brought that up. So on our Healthcare Coalition, I filled out an application for the Healthcare Coalition. They approved $1,000 with $399 being the responsibility of the purchaser. The reason I filled it out like that because there's a spot in there that says, what are you willing to contribute? And in my experience, the applications that I've seen go through the Healthcare Coalition, they're more apt to grant your request if you show you've got a little, you know,
skin in the game.
So they did approve $1,000 for
a
laptop.
That's cool. Really?
So,
thank you for doing that.
Yeah, so I thought that was a good thing. So they said the process to do that is it gets purchased and then we send in the proof of purchase and they reimburse.
Cool.
So
does that mean we have $1,300 to spend?
Thank you.
That means that somebody's going to have to pay that. So they'll purchase it. We'll have a receipt that says they purchased it for $1,399. Yeah, and then they'll reimburse us after we send that.
That was my
for reimbursement.
Included, if the $1,000 included our 300 and whatever we're supposed to.
So basically, we'll pay
so
for it.
So somebody has to, yeah, the Rural Healthcare District will pay for it.
And then they'll
reimburse and then it's a matter of, does the Rural Healthcare District go ahead and pay the basically $400 or does Buffalo EMS come up with that? It's a laptop for training.
I personally think that we should take that because it's our EMTs. I mean, they're employing them, but they're for the residents of Johnson County. You know, those EMTs are being trained to take care of the residents of Johnson County, basically, or whoever they, I don't know. That's my personal.
I'd be okay with that too, myself.
I am too.
Okay.
Hey, Marilyn, how long did they take you to put that together, that little grant?
A couple hours.
Oh, so one.
Wasn't terrible.
I'm glad I didn't have to do
it. I had to go back and read, because you got to use the right kind of, so they have core capabilities and targets and all this kind of.
It would take a week.
Jargon. Yeah. Yeah. So I did have to go back and make sure I had the right verbiage for.
Yeah, cool.
Whatever. And I can show you the grant if you'd like
no,
to.
No, I think that's great that you did that.
Thank you for doing that
next time.
Yeah. I heard you on the meeting, and thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. It was a good deal. So, and I think that's kind of what Healthcare Coalition should be about.
Now, do you need a motion to
We'll need a motion to go ahead and purchase the laptop, and then we'll send that paperwork in to get reimbursed.
I move we purchase a laptop.
Second.
For $13.99.
Yep.
Did you get a price on that before you had that, or Carrie got it?
Buffalo EMS did the research on it, picked out what kind of laptop was going to work for them, and got the quote.
Perfect.
Is it going to be purchased locally?
Can be. You know, if it meets the, that's not where I got the quote,
okay.
So.
That'd be a good deal if you could try.
Yeah.
How much did the laptop that we bought for you, how much did it cost? It was, right in there.
It was right.
It was right in there.
Yeah, I think it was reasonable. Yep. Okay, so, did we vote on that?
We haven't voted on it.
Okay, all those, did you make the motion?
Yep.
Yeah, one of us did.
Jim made it.
Okay, so all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, good. So that's going to be a good deal. All right, bookkeeping and administrative update.
Yes, so I have been able to take care of most of the bills for Casey now, other than the actual processing of the payroll for Michelle and Crosby. I just need their auto deposit information. And then I also need a backup of her actual QuickBooks payroll to update some of the, to actually include all of the Social Security numbers and just update how the employees should be in the main account. Everything else is going well. I've actually been able to get on the Bank of Buffalo, and that's working well, so.
Cool.
No problems.
Are you interfacing okay with the QuickMeds company, the billing company?
Yes, that seems to be working fine. I don't do a whole lot of interfacing with them. I just post information back and forth. If we receive payments directly, then they need to know what payments we've received.
Okay.
And then I can also get on there and double check.
What, there's looks like there's four reports in the QuickMed portal, or whatever you want to call it. I'm thinking that it would be good if the board could have a report monthly showing the board what's been billed out and what's...
As far as an account receivable?
Yeah.
Type of...
We used to get a report a number of years ago from the old company, and you could see, well, this was billed and this was paid. And I have this one here for debits and credits, but I think there's a better one.
I wonder if they provide an aging report.
I wonder if they have us a report they would do already if we asked them for it.
I think it's in the system. I think we can get it. Because something that's kind of interesting is like they talk about...
So there's this report that shows the accounting summary for Johnson County Rural Healthcare District with Buffalo report detail. This came out as of October 6th,
mm-hmm.
And it shows the report total of $350,674.52, and I would assume that is the outstanding accounts received. That's what's due right now. That would be the account receivable, what's been billed out. And so am I correct in saying that?
What's been billed out,
yes,
for the month.
Is that a
monthly?
Because
I think that's...
They do separate Buffalo and PC, mm-hmm. in terms of what they bill out for by code.
Right.
And I think we've been hesitant to get reports where they're individual just because of the names. And I know we've been able to get an aging report here and there, but they have standard reports. They change the platform,
mm-hmm.
every couple of years. They're in the process of doing that now again. They've sent, I think, a tutorial on how to navigate. But every time they do, it does improve the reports you get. So
yep.
Maybe we can wait till the platform changes in a month I think they gave us a date that we're November 1st or something.
Yeah, I don't think it's accessible to us quite yet, the recording system.
Well, I know.
But we will be able to determine revenues.
Well, and I don't, yeah, and I know names, it's a name, they kind of say, well, that's a privacy issue, but a name, there's nothing connected to the report that I saw that gives any healthcare information or what was done on the call or anything like that. So I don't know if that's something we could ask Barry about, if that's truly a violation, seeing that report or not.
I don't see how it can be. If there's no HIPAA stuff in there, there's...
Yeah, I don't think that there's a violation if there's not patient names.
Well, this report had patient names on it that I saw. No, nothing else. Just, this was the call, this was the charge, here's what's come in, here's what's billed.
That's in the trip reporting, the invoicing of it?
Probably, yeah. Now, the trip report, the waters thing, I don't think we should have access to at all. But the billing company report, I think, would be okay. Just check it out. See what you... Fine, if it's November, okay. Then whatever, but I just think it's a really good idea for the board. It'll help the board get a better picture of what's being billed, so we get a bill and we get, here's what we collected. It would help us on our budgeting, I think, if we could see that. Mm-hmm. Okay, all right, well, we'll move on. Building committee update, I don't think there is one. I guess kind of. Dennis is here. Carrie sent out the kind of a draft RFP newspaper ad, and the only comment I got back was from Dennis, and Dennis was concerned about putting the address of where the location of the building might be. That's the only comments I received. So I don't know.
I think that's going to have to be in the request for proposals, the date details. When you have that all finished, all that information will be in there, because you got to have a lot of, they got to do soils, everything will be in that.
Yeah, hydrology tests and all that. Okay. Anything else on that? Okay, hearing none. RFP architects. For a request for proposal for architects, I have a draft public notice. I think I put one at everybody's table, chair.
mine.
Yeah, probably. Do you have one, Scott?
Mm-hmm.
Mark, did you?
Yep, kay. I have one.
So what I'm asking for today is that I get the okay or not, you know, maybe not the okay, but get the approval to publish that in the paper for 2 weeks when the RFP packet is ready.
Yeah, that's the key thing, is the packet.
Yeah.
I'd move that be authorized to publish when you get the packet prepared. That's the part we'll discuss.
And then the packet, I mean, the board would have access to that packet before it ever was.
And what is all in
approved.
The packet?
The packet, it puts together all the requirements for what we're looking for the architect to do. Okay. It's pretty detailed, way more than I thought. And yes, so,
you know, it's not like breaking together. There's been a lot of these done in the past. You don't have to create it. You don't have to create it from scratch, but it has to be done before you put... Before you publish this.
And I have been in contact with Craig
Shevlin
for some assistance on that.
There may be some other resources I can help you with too. Kay. Scott, you maybe can too. You got through these, you've done this hoop up there, or you have people that have. So
yeah.
And all this, just to reiterate again, this is just
authorized.
There's no money being spent.
Administrative thing. It wouldn't happen until this is done. So.
Right.
But just so we don't have to, if this gets done, we won't have to wait another month to approve publication. It's just administrative thing, and I think it should be done. I'd move that it be approved to publish after this is approved.
So when will the packet be approved then?
Well, it would have to be at one of our regular meetings, so it would have to be, it could be December. Okay?
Quite a little work to do yet.
So, yeah, so, okay, so the motion is.
Who filled your packet? You put together a building committee. Does the building committee put that together?
No.
The building, I've used the building committee's input to put the packet together. Okay, so the motion on the table is to pre-authorize the chairman to publish a newspaper request for proposal after the board approves the RFP packet.
Right.
Excuse me.
Okay, can you repeat that one more time? Pre-authorize?
Carrie, did you have something?
Well, I'm just saying that we probably don't need pre-authorization if you have to vote on the packet at a meeting. It would make sense to vote then at that time to publicize it. If you have to wait for a regular meeting.
Well, I just didn't know if yeah, maybe you're right.
I'm not sure, you know, on the packet, that's kind of an administrative thing too. It isn't, a board committee can do the packet too.
But the board has to approve it, what you're saying.
Yeah, I don't want to put something out there the board hasn't seen or hasn't approved.
Yeah, I don't see any purpose for the pre-authorization if we could just wait and see it and vote on it at that point. I don't know.
Makes sense to me.
It's fine.
Okay, all right.
I'll withdraw the motion.
Okay.
Let it go.
All right, next on the old business is the fiscal year 2022 audit engagement letter.
Yes, this just needs signed. It's an agreement from Cloud Peak Accounting that it just needs signed by two of the board members stating that you have contracted them and that you allow them to do the audit. And I'm supposed to get this signed and send back, and then a copy of the signed contract has to go to the state of Wyoming.
Yep. So, I guess
we'll. Who signs it?
I would assume Marilyn. And then Jim, being the treasurer.
So this will allow Cloud Peak to do our audit again.
Did he give us a price again?
I didn't see it in here.
He states in here that it won't exceed $12,000.
Okay.
It wasn't a cut and dried price, but not to exceed.
I don't think it can be a cut and dried price because it goes by the time that it takes hours.
I think it was about that last year, if I remember.
You're right. Huh? I think it was close to that. Yeah,
it'll be within a few pennies.
So do I have a motion to approve the chairman and the treasurer sign the engagement letter?
Second. Go ahead.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Well, we're chugging right along. Okay. I can cross that.
Who was the first on that? Scott?
Scott.
And then go ahead and put Mark.
I'm not.
Okay.
Management signature and governance. I'm not sure what they meant by governance.
Compliance or something?
Management and governance.
I would assume the governance would be Marilyn, the chairperson of the board.
And the management signature?
Management governance would be one of the other board members.
I'll go ahead and do that.
The governance.
Whatever that is. This is 10.
10.
10. 22.
Don't waste your time that day.
Governance.
What are they they call the person that takes care of somebody else's kids at government?
Babysitter.
Governess. Pedophiles.
All right. Let's just
Nanny.
Keep it to business here.
It's recorded, right?
Mm-hmm. All right. Since we have to, I need a
Did you you signed this, right?
A motion to go into executive session. I'm wondering, do we have any new business that we need to address? And then we could address that and then go into.
Yeah.
But I'll need a motion to go into executive session.
Well, let's get a call for new business first.
Yeah.
Marilyn, so, we didn't get the minutes signed or the voucher approved. So
pass
I do
that
need
around.
That done at some point, please.
Yep. Okay. So is there any new business that anybody
that needs a sign.
Wants to bring up or knows of? I don't have any.
You just need to initial that.
No.
Dave. Let me get Mark on there first. Mark, you want to sign?
We've been looking into a portable nitrous oxide unit, and I think, talking with Dr. Schuler, that it's probably a good thing to have. And I'd like to make a request to the board to consider purchasing that unit that's $3,700.
Dave, what is that?
It's nitrous oxide. You know, you get it at the dentist. It's a mixer, and it mixes oxygen with nitrous oxide, and it's a pain reliever, stress, you know, anxiety reducer, and I think it's safe. It doesn't. It's an on-demand thing. People hold it in their hand, and if they go to sleep, they don't have it anymore. I don't think there's any worry about any overdosing on that, and neither did Dr. Schuler.
We talked about purchasing these before, I think. Yeah. I thought there was a reason why we didn't.
I didn't think he was in favor of them.
No, he wasn't.
Dr. Schuler wasn't in favor of us getting them back then when Crosby and Michelle brought it up.
Well, okay. So anyway, new business. You want to think on it a little while?
I'd like to do a little more investigation, you know, make sure it's okay.
Test it out or what?
if we get one
get a couple
for
more opinions
Buffalo,
on.
Do we need to get one for KC?
No, we have payment.
Okay.
That's what I was thinking. It's probably new. It's another way to ease pain, though.
Yeah.
But I do remember he had some real objections to it before. I'd like to find out what's the difference.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Well, so we can address that at the next meeting?
In general, I would be in favor of it, but I'm with finding out maybe some of those reasons.
Well, if we're concerned about pain, which we have been talking about, administering them.
It doesn't
I
matter
think
that, it's just whether or not it's really safe. What are the drawbacks to it, I guess. I can't remember what
it's
expensive.
It's safe.
You have to have a lot of maintenance to do it.
That's what I was going to ask, is what's the maintenance and stuff? What all does that involve?
Let me see that.
I'm not sure what the maintenance would involve. I think it's a self-contained unit.
It looks pretty self-contained.
You know,
and you fill it like you do an oxygen bottle?
Disposable. Delivery unit, and I don't think there's much maintenance at all. If you have to buy new tanks,
propane tanks,
so. That'd be about it.
Okay, well,
that's
kind of
the way it looks.
We can check into that. All right, thanks, Dave. I think we can probably handle that at the next meeting. Any other new business?
What's it called again?
Okay, hearing none.
I'd make a motion to go into executive session then.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? All right. So we're back into
from
that.
From one half yard line.
Do I need to record that?
Yes. Okay, yeah, you
Mark
did.
Made a motion.
Had to be a 6-inch window.
Come back
and drive it right
down. Who second?
Sweetie.
Marie did. No, I marked it, actually. You know, you just,
I made the motion. Did you second it?
Of course I did. Yes, no, no, he did. Did you? Yeah, he did.
Okay, Jim did.
Somebody
did.
All right, all those in favor, say aye.
I mean, what are you talking about?
Okay.
I got you down.
Now, we're going to resume the regular meeting at 5:15, call it.
I got 5:17.
5:17.
I make a motion that we adjourn the meeting.
5:18.
5:18.
Were we going to talk about the letter?
Yep. So,
I don't think that takes a motion to just give a report.
Okay, so in discussing our executive session, the board has consented to writing a letter to the potential
claimant
addressing
his concerns.
His concerns. Okay. And then the other thing we need to address before we adjourn is we need approval from the board for Teresa to go ahead and do a check that wasn't, and a voucher that wasn't in our.
For workers' comp?
Yeah, for workers' comp.
So moved.
And she gets the signatures in that motion. She'd say she gets signatures from 3 board members. I'll second that.
Okay, all those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
I move that we adjourn the meeting.
I've got a call for public comment.
I forgot about that.
It's my favorite thing. Is there any public comment? Does anybody have any public comments? Hearing none. I'll ask for a motion to adjourn.
So moved. For adjournment.
One second.
Second.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
What a smooth meeting. Thank you, Chairman.
I